Of the governor making more moves today to stop the alarming spread of COVID-19 in California, including adding Solano County to the state's watch list. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says the governor warns there could be more enforcement coming as California's coronavirus numbers continue to move in the wrong direction.
The numbers are deeply troubling, Governor Newsom said at his daily COVID briefing. A 45% increase in positive tests over the last week, with the positivity rate nearing 6% now. Over the last 2 weeks, 43% more people have been hospitalized with COVID-19, and the ICU rate has gone up 37%. The pandemic is severe in Los Angeles and Riverside and Imperial counties. He's shutting down bars in 7 counties and adding 4 more counties to the state monitoring list, including Solano. Now 72% of Californians live in a county on that watch list, but Newsom is still not ready to take statewide action.
Approach is a dimmer switch, and that approach is different in each county.
In Solano County, there's a large outbreak among farm workers who go to Napa and Sonoma to work in the vineyards, and an ongoing surge of cases among people who've been gathering for family or social events on the weekends without wearing masks or social distancing. The governor warned there could be more enforcement in the offing, and he's considering much tougher things than just closing bars.
Make some determinations as it relates to augmenting the orders and advancing perhaps even more restrictive ones as may be necessary.
He also said he's working overtime on getting inmates out of harm's way at San Quentin, where over 1,000 people have been infected now, but he doesn't want to release inmates who have nowhere safe to go. Doug Sovereign, KCBS.